Okay, it has been a pile of time since we put out a podcast, and we're going to see what we can do today, and even perhaps possibly tomorrow. Remember the last time we recorded, we were one off from being on target, and then we just...
didn't do any more.
Had a busy month. A lot of things going on. Family activities, crazy things, things at school. Well, we're back.
Hi. Right.
Hey. I'm Kevin.
I'm Madeline.
And welcome again to the Maneuver Podcast.
I'm eating candy.
Madeline's eating candy, and I've stolen some candy from you as well, just to make myself feel better. Mm-hmm. Welcome back. I think we're on podcast 18.
Wow.
Which, as of yet, is nameless.
We'll figure out.
We'll come up with a good name. What in the world is wrong with this?
What in the world will we name this podcast?
I don't know. This is a mess. Okay, that looks better. We've got some serious stuff to talk about, including...
He's talking to the computer.
Yes, I am. The advent of Harbinger, or the closure of the Renegades storyline, which has been finished. When we're recording this, I've finished it up. Mads, have you finished up Harbinger 10 already?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, well, hopefully...
I did read Harbinger 9.
I'll hold that out as a bribe to you to get there. And also, Harbinger Wars has even come out this week, which is a crossover. First mega crossover between Harbinger and Bloodshot. And at the other side, excitement.
I'm sorry, but those posters, Harbinger Foundation... That would crush Bloodshot.
Well, we'll see. Bloodshot's a mean dude. We're also looking at this first mega event of Valiant, the Planet Death named line, which has been alluded to.
Oh, yeah.
Closure of the Prelude. So, finishing that up, coming to the ends there, and starting with, the next sets. So let's talk about what's going on in Harbinger and what's going on in Exo Man of War. Where do you want to start? He asked, knowing probably the answer.
Harbinger.
Yeah, of course we're going to go to Harbinger. This is starting to come to a place where...
No, that's my candy.
I'm stunned at where Harbinger has gone, is going, and the writing of it just keeps getting better and better and better. Mm-hmm. Not that Exo Man of War has been bad, because I don't think it has.
No.
But,
none of them have been bad.
I'm starting to anticipate less something going on, but let's talk about this Harbinger issue, and I'm doing a little... flip through to sort of revitalize my brain.
He wants the food.
Sort of pop back in with what's going on. But where are you on this?
I would like to flip through because I read it like
okay.
a couple weeks ago. I read it when I drew that.
Oh gosh, that's a billion years ago. Here you go.
Thank you. Winston, do not walk.
This is the Harbinger faith-focused comic.
Oh, yeah.
And it's got the cover with, it's got the two covers, the alternate cover, it's just the faith cover flying, and the actual cover for the Miko Swayan, and I'm probably pronouncing both of those names incorrectly, but the, I guess you call it a quad tick, the four assembled covers together. That makes sort of the battle between the Harbinger Foundation kids and the Renegades, building left to right with the 10th issue of Harada on the front. I can't say enough about this comic. This has so much in it. In fact, as soon as I read this, I thought, I need to get in contact with someone and get a copy of this art, because... there are a couple parts of this that are so brilliant. A few pages that I think could be gems of almost anyone's original art collection. But a couple of sections that speak to me, specifically as a parent, as a dad, and especially the dad of, you know, someone who's a little nerdy. Love you, Mads, but you're following my my footsteps seriously.
I'm nerdy.
Oh, it's okay. As a nerd child and a child of, Faith is a fantastic character. Someone who is a complex character with a beautiful history to her. Where do you want to start with this, Matt?
Kind of not really flipping through, kind of.
I see you're reading it. You look like you're reading it to me instead of skimming again.
I'm not flipping through.
You told me you'd read this.
I did read it, because I read it when I drew that.
Oh, alright. Well, let's talk about it then. Let's get something. I feel like I'm talking to the dog here.
You are.
Well, I am, but I'm more interested in talking to a 12-year-old than a dog. Sit down.
Just talk to your dog.
Well, he's a terrible conversationalist. He's not very good on a podcast. Jingle Jingle says nothing about the new comics. What do you think? Help me here.
What
I'm
do you think, Winston?
Throw me anything here. Please help.
Her origin was cool.
Okay, tell me about her origin.
Why is the guy wearing a dress?
Why is he wearing a dress, the girl who didn't read comic books closely?
Because he's stupid.
No, he's told to get in touch with his feminine side. Remember?
That's like a Bratz episode.
Right, his torque. Torque's brother is told to go get in touch with his feminine side, and he goes inside, puts on a dress, and comes back out again. Pretty cool part of that episode of the comic. Tell me about the comic. What'd you think about Faith's origin? You mentioned that.
I thought it was really cute that she said, "It seems I've been flying my whole life."
Yes. Yeah, that was a brilliant lead to the comic. Seems I've been flying my whole life. And I'm sure there are going to be some really strong connections to that. More than just suggestions, more than just...
She was really cute.
She was an adorable little kid. But I love that reference. Seems that I've been flying my whole life. And then it goes directly into
the flipping of the car. This happened the same year Mom and Dad took me to see Spider-Man and Attack of the Clones, the year Firefly started.
Yes, those are references or the ways that nerds put things together. Like we talk about, when I think 1980, first thing that comes to my brain, that's the year Empire Strikes Back came out. Very first thing that comes to my brain. 1983, that's when Return of the Jedi came out.
2012, Hunger Games.
Right. But seriously, that's the kind of stuff that a nerd measures time on.
It's a trap.
Really. And you know, this kind of thing, 1991... Original Valiant Comics, 2012. I know when, it's awesome. VEI releases. So.
Is that Aunt Linda's dress?
Perfect nerd measuring time. And then her flipping through the air and losing it. We're done looking. You've been looking a long time. I want to make reference to specific pages.
That's fine.
Madeline, you got to share with us here. You're getting a little stimmy there. Hello, Madeline. This is the world's most boring podcast being recorded right now. Please don't sing songs. Please don't sing songs.
It's the Jeopardy song.
I know, Mads. Can't sing songs on it, okay? Can't sing songs. Really. Can't sing songs. Okay, now that you're flipped through it, let me see. If you're not going to talk to me, I'll talk to some things.
The last
and
page
see
is so funny.
Yes, why is the last page so funny? He asked, begging for Madeline to add to conversation.
The last page is funny because he sees it in the cartoons.
Why does she see it in the cartoons?
I don't know. Why?
Why? Why do you think? Infer. Support. Why do you think? It says, this is what's real. This is what I see. Why does she see things like that?
Because she's a nerd?
More than she's a nerd.
Because she's not had a good life?
She's not had a good life. But not having a good life does not make you see things with stars and hearts on them. Why does she see Pete with hearts?
Because she loves him.
Why? Does she really love him?
No.
What is really happening?
She thinks she he loves him?
She thinks she loves him. She thinks she loves him. Does this look like true love? Faith, Faith, you're amazing. Is that love?
No.
No, of course not. What is that?
Drooling.
It's drooling. What is that?
Nearly dead guy falling from a building.
Nearly dead man falling from building. And she infers it as...
I love you.
Love. Why?
Because she hasn't had love in a very long time.
She hasn't had love. I would say most of her life has been, certainly romantically, loveless. Empty. What? A ton of challenges. And the first time someone is not a complete disrespecting son of a whatever to her.
Son of a...
She refers to it as love. She thinks it's love. I think that is a brilliant set of panels. One of my favorites. I also love her dialogue.
Skittles. I showed it to Rachel. I showed his face to Rachel. She, like, cracked up. She was like, why is he making that face?
I also think the way of her drawing right now, the fact that she's the only XL fitting in, very cool stuff. But there's a couple of things in here that happen that are particularly brilliant. I love the fact that her grandmother takes her to the boxes and says they're called long boxes, passes the comics along to her. I mean, that's a beautiful connection.
You have long boxes.
Right, I do. But if you were four when I died or whatever, and Grandma or maybe Nana was passing these things along to you, that would be the connection of me. That would be like, this is what my dad had. And then there's probably one of the last pictures of her life. Mom, Dad, and Faith dressed up in their little Star Trek uniforms.
Let me see.
Right there. You didn't see this?
Oh, yeah.
And then, my favorite page, she starts to look through the comics. And then the year Scott Pilgrim movie came out, again, measuring time by nerdness, Nana began to get dementia, and then she dies. There's those little connections there on the comics, and also, if you notice, there's a V on the bag. And closely, if you look, there's even the Turok comic she's reading. You didn't notice this? Yeah, it's brilliant.
I'm not.
You have to look at that stuff. So many little things are put into these comics. That one in particular, that, and I can feel...
What? Oh, the bag.
I can feel that real artist's hand
connecting. Pioneer woman.
Right.
Dark warrior.
But the Turok thing is particularly important because of that old Valiant connection there. Beautiful. Just beautifully put. That comic in particular, wondrous. And it really sets up Faith and her perspective. Now we've got that Torque and Torkhala from last issue that's already been established. Now we see a little bit more of Faith and the Renegades, and especially of what makes Faith tick. And not that she was an underwhelming character the first time around, but she was just created in so many different cycles back and around again. And I feel like this time around, she has that heart and soul. I mean, as does Chris, as does Pete, and Torque is beautifully done, and Flamingo is complex broken. But it is beautiful foundation laid for Faith and this comic. Oh no, we're on attack again. Okay.
Attack of the Winston, part 3.
Right. So, I think that comic in particular...
This is nope, I'm tired.
Flipping brilliant. Liked it?
Yes, I did.
Okay. What do you want to talk about next? You want to go to EXO?
Sure.
All right, Planet Death Prelude. Give me your feel. You just read this.
I just read this.
Hopefully you have a little bit more perspective on it, a little bit stronger perspective than your dad, your dear old father has.
I started with very, very cute.
Why?
Because his friend came back and we had learned about him in the earlier comics.
Right.
And then he had the little, when they were like sort of teenagers, when they were, why don't I always have to be the Roman?
Right. Nice little background there. And my guess is it's going to be a link.
That's Winston's input.
Back and forward. Going back to the planet. and setting this up, but also the execution of him there, which think of those little death things, or,
First I thought he was dead, and then he came back.
Who?
His friend. I thought he was dead. I thought the guy shot him. Why wasn't he dead?
Oh, I think he was just torturing him and tormenting him.
But why wasn't he dead? He shot him.
Where? What do you mean he shot him?
Shot the guy.
I think it just went past him, honey.
It
sort of went through the side of him. Look, if you look at the art here, take a look at the page.
It goes
sort of through him or by him. And remember, the armor has those healing powers, and we learned that from long ago. Those connections.
Because the guy had been almost dead, and he was okay.
Right, that's, you know, from the original set. I'm again thankful for the increase in quality of paper on these two issues. I don't know if it's a temporary or permanent thing. I think some of the other ones were not as nice, but let me say that.
Unapologetic.
I have to get used to the art. I'm not sure if I
That's
like
pretty.
It. Oh, yeah. This one, gorgeous. We're looking at the promo. The Harbinger Unapologetic promo. That's phenomenal. I mean, talk about three opposites here.
Yep. Nerdy, mm-hmm. and smart, and...
Somewhere in between. Mm-hmm. Alternative. And then the battle between his old friend and
What
Aaron.
Is that word?
Uninhibited?
It doesn't look like that.
Yeah, it's uninhibited. You're just looking at it from the side.
Oh.
Yeah. Mads commented earlier on the face being awesome. And I did like the battle between old Gafty and Eric. I thought it was well done.
And then at the end, I liked how he sacrificed himself.
Yeah. I mean, I think you had to sort of eliminate this friend and end up with this essence inside of him. Let's go, man.
Attack of the Winder.
Mm-hmm. And the execution of Eric, or I guess... of his friend to destroy them. Interesting concept. And of course, we're going to the planet here to do a serious evisceration of them. I'm not sure if it was much longer an issue or just taken to a shorter term. Quick pace, very quick pace. A lot of action here, not a ton of dialogue. I think it was a nice preview on the whole thing.
Yep.
Again, I'm still not sure about the art. I gotta get used to the look of it. It can work, but the covers, both of them, are gorgeous. Mm-hmm. They're really stunning little covers. I could look at those for a while. Really, really cool. Nicely done on these. I think my favorite is still Harbinger.
Yes.
I don't know how you could not love Harbinger right now or not put it at the top of your
You'd
list.
You'd be crazy.
Well, there are some people who like them. Like, they do polls frequently, I would say, of them. And Harbinger usually comes up on top, and Exo Man of War is the second.
I'm on my list, Bloodshot, probably, because I like...
Oh, yeah, Bloodshot's really good. More think than I expected it to be, as of this point. It's moving in the right direction. Not too bad at all. You want to talk about these four? Let me see, make sure we're on the right four. No, not you, Mark. No, that's next month.
Phew.
Maybe tomorrow or something.
Next month.
DP7, Kickers, Merc, and Codename Spitfire.
Okay.
Where are you, Codename Spitfire?
Hiding under the paper.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Okay. Where do you want to talk first?
Get this dumb thing out of the way.
Kickers Incorporated. Mm. Madeline hates Kickers Incorporated.
Everyone hates Kickers Incorporated.
Go, Madeline.
It's so stupid.
I did not hate this one.
I am going to get you because you beat me in a tennis match.
See? I did not see it that way. I saw it as much more real character. Now, again, I have a different frame of reference than you do. But
I'm going to get you because you beat me in a tennis match.
This is
and
not
I
bad.
Thought that I was unbeatable.
This is a boss encouraging her employee to lose to her in a tennis match, saying to you,
You work for me. You should lose. And he chooses to win. He makes the strange thing to embarrass his boss. The decision to embarrass his boss. And then she does not fire him there. But
fires
instead...
it's like firing him in a text message.
Fires him, right, in a text message or, at the time, telegram. I don't even know if there is a telegram service. Why does the dog not have his...
So he doesn't make jingle sounds.
Okay, put it back on. We'll forget about him. Okay. I'm not concerned about that. Yeah, put it on him. Not his choice. Make jingle sounds. Who cares? I thought it was kind of slick the way she did fire him. And one of the better comics of the... of the Kickers run so far. You hated it still, right?
That was stupid.
I did not hate this one the most.
It's not a good comic, and you can obviously see
the comic's not good.
It's
I mean, it's too bad that the cover is so atrocious.
The cover is awful.
Yeah, and Mignola, he should make a better cover than that. My least favorite of the month was Merc. I thought it was horrendous.
Yeah, Merc was not good either.
It was so fast. Had almost nothing happening on any of the pages.
And it made absolutely no sense.
Well, it just was stupid. Like, zip, 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 and done. You know, yes, fight, 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 and done. And then...
That's how, like, all the comics are. All the Merc comics. There's, like, pretty much no background.
Well, some of them have, like, this heart to them or whatever. I don't like, and
zip,
I didn't...
Zip, zip,
no.
Zip, zip, bam, but done.
I thought it was unrealistic that they would... put him on the firing squad and then just shoot one guy. And then say, oh no, he only has weeks left. Stupid. I mean, I understand you want to put him on the edge of your seat or whatever, or hold him out, but...
Zip, 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 and done.
Not effective. Not a one to come back to. Nope. Certainly weakening in my brain. Let's talk Spitfire and then TP7.
Okay. Winston. That was Winston, by the way.
That's fun.
You just heard that?
Spitfire has taken a new turn now.
It is better now.
It is better. And Spitfire wasn't bad before.
Oh, and I read the wrong one.
Wrong Spitfire? You read ahead?
Yeah. Right. I was like, what? I don't get this.
Okay, well.
This doesn't make any sense. And then he came up to me and he said, what Spitfire are you reading? And I went, number 10. And he went,
number
11. And he said, you're supposed to be reading number 9. And I was like, ooh.
What'd you think about this comic?
It was very good. Attack of the Sith.
When? Enough. No thank you.
No thank you.
I liked the comic. I liked the sort of Trojan war thing with the hiding inside and getting in and all that stuff. You know, putting him up for pasture. It reminded me a lot of Iron Man, the first Iron Man scenario, where he's trapped in the Middle East. I mean, really, first the fact that it's clunky giant iron, but clunky giant suit. But secondly, sort of disguising himself to get out against this Middle Eastern rebel.
Oh, now I remember what it was called.
What?
Nifty Shades of Beige.
Nifty Shades of Beige. That's right. Oh my gosh, that was really offhanded from nowhere. I do like the change in the focus of the comic. And again, you've got the armor in a little bit more, but it's not just this done off camera craziness. I also like this compatriot guy, and him sort of going off the deep edge. I mean, ramming the gun in this guy's eye is a pretty powerful
And then he
move.
Whaps him in the head.
Well, she whaps him in the
she
head.
Whaps
She's like, boom, yeah, can't do
and
that.
And then he gets knocked out, and then he's like, what happened?
Well, the fact that we're moving from...
and then she's like, fresh.
Well, the fact that we're moving from the controlled environment and, you know, the truckers and the stupid troubleshooters or whatever, into this perspective, and...
Troubleshooters or whatever.
Yeah, they were bad.
Yeah, they were terrible.
This is an excellent turn. And, ad for the president firing Captain America in 332. That was an awesome issue. It's really doing a beautiful little turn here into a wonderful comic.
Why did he fire Captain America?
You'll have to read to find out.
Why? It's in 2032, can't we?
You can read that far. I'm taking a comic a day. I'll get there. It's going to take me 5 or 6 years, but I'll get there. What? It will take me 5 or 6 years.
To get to issue 332?
Yeah, I think I'm on somewhere in the neighborhood of 100 right now.
A comic or a day would be less than a year.
I understand, but I'm reading like 5 or 6 different comics. Fantastic Four, Avengers, X-Men, all that stuff. It's going to take me, you know, 5 or 6 years, but I'll get there. I'm not worried. Sometime.
Dad, you need more. You need more things to do in
your
free time.
I do not need more things to do in my free time. Not at all. I mean, that'll be crikey. You'll be like a senior in high school then. Holy smokes.
Itchy.
But
build a reputation.
Oh, I love those stupid things. yes, ads. Some of these ads are really indicative of the time and a bad targeted audience.
Something's brewing in the land of Kryn.
Don't make fun. I love those. Back cover of TSR stories, the Marvel, the Time of the Twins.
Yeah.
Dragons of Autumn. I love those books. DP7's last. Now, Madeline started off with DP7. And those of you who have not read DP7, I cannot encourage you enough.
Read it.
It is a phenomenal book.
It is very good. This one was not as good.
Madeline, not a fan of this book.
It's a volleyball tournament. Come and get us. We will beat you at volleyball.
You missed the comic.
What?
You missed it.
What did I miss?
You missed the comic. You didn't read it well closely enough.
I did. Uh-huh. Volleyball tournament. Daddy.
What?
I saw like 2 of these people in this comic on the cover.
That's not the point of it. You missed.
Happy birthday, Shannon!
Oh. You missed the comic. It's not about a volleyball tournament.
Then what is it about?
Ha ha! Go to the end of the comic. You may have skipped right by it.
Oh, okay. Now, 56 cents a copy!
Oh, that's when you order it in whole. Not that last thing, Goofus.
He's dead!
He's not dead.
He's in a coma.
He's not in a coma.
And what is he?
Haha, I gotcha. He is, remember what happened at the last comic. They captured all of them.
He's dead.
He's not dead. They captured all of them, and they sedated all of them.
He's sedated.
Who would be the hardest one to sedate?
Dave.
Why?
Because he's so dang big.
Not Dave. Dave's not the hardest one to sedate. They didn't catch Dave, remember? Dave's still on the lam. Dave's still running.
Oh. Him.
Randy. Why?
Because he has the alter ego.
He has the alter ego, that sort of other self that goes back and forth, sort of a jerk and in control. What's happening the whole time? Like, start at the beginning. He wakes up, he ends up spending an hour in the shower, and then he goes downstairs and realizes it's the end of breakfast, he missed breakfast, and he's so hungry. Then he goes to lunch, he misses lunch, and all they have for him is a pudding. It's a frustration dream. Have you ever had a frustration dream?
No.
A dream where you can't get anything accomplished?
Oh.
Like, things where, oh my gosh, I can't believe, like, especially...
Like you get so close to the door and then it moves.
Right. Right, those kinds of things. If you're having frustrations in your life, your psyche, your alter ego, your subtle self, your mind's eye...
But his alter ego isn't a subtle self.
Right. But what I'm saying is, for you and me, for regular people, that will manifest itself as bad dreams. Dreams of frustrations. Dreams when you can't get anything done. And Mom and I talk about this all the time. If we have problems at work, we start dreaming about stupid things, problems we can't solve. That's how...
I cannot cut this pineapple. Right.
That's how it manifests itself in your dreams. And that's what's happening to him. He just keeps having these frustrations occurring over and over and over again. And that's exactly what's happening. Like, I'm reading through it, and all I kept thinking of is, Everyone was captured last comic. And now, they're playing volleyball? Everyone was captured last comic. And now, he's having trouble remembering what happened? That's what kept cluing me into it.
And everyone got captured last night, right. And now they're being cheerful?
Right, right.
Not trying to get out?
Right. I thought it was a beautiful way to lay down the frustration dream.
Lay down the law.
Well, don't be crazy, but yes. I mean, that's what it was about. You know, I'm frustrated. These things are happening to me. But I can't get through this.
I got this.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's subtle. They're the other people in the quote-unquote foundation.
No,
or,
but did you get her? Did you get the cover?
No. What am I supposed to get about it? I don't know.
Let me try to find
it. Well, let me keep talking while you're looking.
Okay, you keep talking.
You mean the connection that they're a volleyball team? Tell me, when you're looking for it, what am I supposed to get?
No.
Okay.
She has hearts on herself.
Well, because she makes people fall in love or something,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yes.
That I understood. That her power, I understand. But, It's overt and subtle at the same time. I wish it wasn't, like, so much beating me over the head, but I thought it was a phenomenal book. I thought it was very, very good. And I'll come back to that one again.
Volleyball.
And who knows where it's going next comic or next issue.
And, what was with the girl with... Why did she get a bruised hip? Why did she get a bruised hip?
Oh, I think it was just set up.
I saw, like, two of these people on the cover in the magazine, in the actual thing. I saw this guy and this girl, and that's it. No one else.
I thought it was well done. All right, let's wrap this out.
Okay.
And maybe we'll get another one done up tomorrow. All right, we'll close it out.
Goodbye.
We have a topic
that's
for today.
That's lasagna. Mm-hmm.
Do we have a topic yet? Title?
About, I don't know.
All right.
Attack of the Winston, Part 3.
No, that's too much. All right, talk to you later.